This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. For several days now, we have been studying reasons why each of us should love Jesus. Today, we turn to a different question. I want to raise the question for each of us to consider, have you sinned against your children? You know, the Bible lays upon parents a very great responsibility. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4, Paul says, "And ye fathers, bring up your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." In Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6, we learn, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." So parents have the responsibility of the total training of the child. Incidentally, it's not the case that the state has a responsibility for the education of our children, but God gave parents that responsibility. One is not being evil if he provides for his child to receive a Christian education. But parents have the responsibility of the total training of the child in body, mind, and spirit. And I wonder today, have you failed in that responsibility? And I want to suggest that in the light of Bible teaching, each one of us has failed. First of all, if you're not a Christian, you have failed your children if you yourself are not a Christian. Every child needs and deserves Christian parents. Every child needs to know that his parents love him. He needs to know that God loves him. But he needs to know also that his mother and daddy love him. If you have not obeyed the gospel, if you have not become a Christian, if you've not been baptized into Christ, you cannot really be fulfilling your responsibility as a parent. You cannot obey Ephesians 6 and 4 and Proverbs 22:6 if you are not a Christian. Secondly, you have failed in your responsibility. You're sinning against your children. Even if you have been baptized into Christ and have become a child of God, if you are not living the true Christian life, you are failing if you are not involved in real Christian growth, as we find in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 to 11. "And to your faith add virtue, to your virtue knowledge, to your knowledge self-control, to your self-control patience, to your patience godliness, to your godliness brotherly kindness, and to your brotherly kindness love." All of these things have to be characteristic of our lives, the fruit of the Spirit of love and joy and peace and kindness. Your children ought to be able to see as they live with you day by day in the homes that you value God's approval over man's, that you're more interested in what God thinks than you are about what your fellow man thinks, that you're more interested in spiritual value than you are in material value, that you're more interested in right standing with God than you are in the amount of money or material possessions that you have. They have to be able to see in your life that you value the church's work over your business, that you are there when the church meets, that you study your Bible, that they can see in the home as you pray and study the Bible, that you're more interested in that than you are in sports and movies and so on and so on. If you're not living the true Christian life, then your children will see it in you. They have to see love applied in the home as well as elsewhere. It's not enough for them to see that when you are in some polite society that you're kind and polite and courteous. But you husbands, your children ought to be able to see that you're courteous and kind to your wife, and your wife ought to be acting in such fashion to her husband that the children can see that she truly loves her husband. And so they should see it also in your actions to them. As you speak to the children, they ought to see Christ living in you. You must not be too lenient on them. You must not be too hard on them. There must be a proper balance struck between a lenience and a consideration of discipline. You've got to give time to them. If your children conclude that you simply are not interested in them, that you're not willing to spend the time with them, then you're going to fail in your responsibility. And third, you will be failing your responsibility and sinning against your children if you fail to do what you should do today. I mean right this day to make sure of your responsibility. If you are not a Christian, that you become so. Remember, Jesus said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." If you are a Christian but not living the Christian life, you need to be restored to your first love. You need to take into consideration the fact that your children need you in the very worst way. Help your children to see that living the Christian life is the most important thing that can happen to any person.